today in the life of the branch, a terrifying story. Welcome to August 2025. Christ leads us to thrive in August here at the branch. Claim him now as your Savior and Lord. We're excited to be the light of Jesus here at the branch. Reds Branch Baptist Church is located at 390 Reds Branch Road, Aiken, South Carolina, just a short distance down from the AGY Manufacturing Corporation. Turn on to Reds Branch Road and go a mile and a quarter and you'll see the church. Please stop and come on in and praise God together with us. Here at the branch, we're excited about Bible study each Sunday morning at 9:45. And after that, we gather into our worship center and thriving praise and worship music and preaching every single Sunday at 10:30 a.m. here at the worship center. On Wednesday night, we have our praise, prayer, and Bible study time, along with some music. Along with that, we'd love to have you on Wednesday night to make your midweek a place to thrive into the rest of your week and recharge your faith. Once again, welcome to the webcast today, and may God bless you the entire month of August 2025 as you thrive in Christ this month. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you, God, that in the terrifying moments of our failures, our successes even, or perhaps there's a storm brewing in our lives, some decision we made that we're regretting and we're paying the consequences. God, help us through it. Father, help us to understand your ways. God, keep us from stirring up trouble by disobeying you. Father, help us learn our lessons when we do and our being forgiven by your presence in our lives. Father, whatever thing is terrifying us today, may you grant us a moment of pause so that you will be receive full honor and glory for all that we say and do. Bless our families. Bless our time together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Early on in Joshua chapter 7, we get the preamble of the story of the failure of Achan and the terrifying, insightful look at tolerated sin. You know, there are some people in our lives we just tolerate, isn't it? We just tolerate so-and-so, Miss Nosybody or Mr. Nosybody, or always wanting to borrow something, or always want you to listen to their problems, always negative in their comments, or somebody like that. You may know several. And it is terrifying to perhaps see some of these people come, but we can approach terrifying in a positive way, and I hope that we can find that out today during the terrifying story of tolerated sin. So here we have it back in 2005, Roche Pharmaceuticals promoting the prescription treatment for hepatitis C. The ads featured a close-up of a man who looked like he'd been in a fist fight and lost. The caption read, "If Hep C attacked your face instead of your liver, you'd do something about it." Hey, if sin attacked your face, would you do something about it? Probably so. I know certain people that look in the mirror too much, but I'm sure if they saw the attack of their sin on their face, yes. You know, sometimes in churches, we have people look like they're under attack because they got frowns. You couldn't design it on a computer to be any more sour. You know, sour people in churches. I'm glad we don't have them here, but I've seen them. And so the rebellion against God can sour us and can show up on our faces. So we look at Joshua chapter 7, 1 through 5. After the defeat at Ai, here comes the words, "But the sons of Israel acted unfaithfully in regard to the things that were banned. For Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zebedee, and the son of Zerah, from the tribe of Judah. Well, that's interesting, from the tribe of Judah, took some things under the ban. Therefore, the anger of the Lord burned against the sons of Israel. Now Joshua sent up men from Jericho to Ai, which is near Bethain, east of Bethel, and said to them, go up and spy out the land. So that the men went up and spied out Ai. And they returned to Joshua and said to him, do not let all the people go up. Only about 2,000 or 3,000 men will be needed to defeat this town. Do not make all the people toil up there, for they are few. So about 3,000 men from the people went up there, but they fled from the men of Ai. And the men of Ai struck them down, about 36 of their men, and pursued them from the gate as far as Shirim, and struck them down on the descent. And so the hearts of the people melted and became as water. In this preamble to the sin of Achan and his demise, we see the actual story told of what happened to overconfident people when they leave God out of the planning. Have you ever calculated the ripple effect of sin? It reaches further than you can imagine. Count the cost with Israel. In this verses I read, we read the record of what happened to Israel just after God triumphantly and miraculously delivered a fortified city of Jericho into their hands. God had given them specific instructions that no spoils were to be taken from Jericho. Everything was strictly off limits. One man decided he knew better. Have you ever decided, I know better than God? For this decision, I'll make it on my own. God isn't interested in my decision. My friend, he is interested in every decision you make. So when this guy made his own decision, and decision that he made, not his family, not his wife, not his daughters, not his cousins, not his uncles and aunts, he made it, and it affected all them. One man decided he knew better. So the Lord's anger burned against Israelites. The whole people were in turmoil. You know, we need to take a moment to calculate the cost of sin and what it exacts. The cost is always shared by others. Sin happens when we disobey God, disbelieving his promise in favor of the world and his offering. Sin involves not living up to the standard God has set and trespassing in territory that he forbids us. It started back in the Garden of Eden when God forbid Adam and Eve from taking of the fruit in the garden that he told them not to. When you veer away from God's will and ways, when you disregard his word, when you go your way or take your own path, you have sinned against God, and you will reap what you sow. My friend, if you're reaping what you sow, you need Jesus, a real Jesus in your heart. And in a moment, we'll give you an opportunity to know Jesus as your Savior and Lord. But the effect of sin doesn't stop with you. We live in a country that promotes individualism to a fault. What I do is my business. The only person I'm hurting is me. Well, maybe Achan thought that way. No one will know. And it seems like such a waste not to enjoy this stuff. These pagans had gold and silver. Oh, man. He concluded that he wouldn't be caught. His sin wouldn't be found out. Our lives are far more linked than we think. One sin done in private will bring harm to many, many innocent people. This is an item of people's lives today, whether they're hung up on alcohol, drugs, pornography, materialism, hung up on it's my way or no way, hung up on negativism. It can all lead other people to disaster as well. In fact, Joshua 1 makes the connection. The Israelites, however, were unfaithful regarding things set apart to destruction. In other words, Joshua went ahead and told it like it was. The whole country is now infected by Achan's sin. Think about that, how that connection is worked right now in our world. For example, if a leader in the Middle East arrogantly and hatefully attacks Israel, as we saw, what will it cost? Not only cost of the people there, but of his own people. But the rest of the world too. How many sons and daughters? How many billions and trillions of dollars? How much energy has been sent to the Middle East? John Donne wrote, "No man is an island entirely of itself. Every man is a piece of a continent, a part of the main. You don't live the life to yourself. Your choices give grace, help, holiness, confidence, courage, and strength to others, or they siphon away grace, add to the burden, provoke toward sin, impart doubt, and pass weaknesses to others. How terrifying that is." Verse 1 tells how one man's sin. Down in verse 12, God tells Joshua, this is why the Israelites cannot stand against their enemies. Notice he said enemies, not enemy of A, but enemies. The enemies of disunity, disloyalty, and all those things of disappointment raced into their minds so much that they all had upset stomachs. They all feared for their lives. They all, like the Bible said, turned into water. Or we'd say their courage was like jello. Maybe that doesn't seem fair to you, that everybody suffered for Achan's sin. Why is everybody else paying for it? Why is God being mean to me? But those kinds of questions only illustrate our misunderstanding of the real impact of our choices having on those around us. In a recent movie that came out, the sum of our choices was used. The sum of our choices make a change, not in their own lives, but in the people around us and in the world itself. We've got to understand this. For example, as a dad, my choices affect my wife, my children, my church, my community. I could feel in other relationships that are affected. You make an impact everywhere you are, and the cost goes beyond just your life. Just think of the cost in this time. 36 deaths that brought 36 families to grief. The loss of a city they should have easily gained. Retreat from where they should have advanced. A nation who had just put off a big high in Jericho feels fear and doubt overtaking them. Joshua himself questioning his decision and wavering in his confidence before God. Even leaders are affected by the sin of the people. Achan was condemned by his sin. What are the sins that I've grown to tolerate in my life? What are the seeds in my heart that may grow and embarrass my kids? What are the sins that I'm harboring and weakening not only my family, but my church and limiting the advancement of God's kingdom? What are I'm choosing that dishonors Christ? My friend, identify those things and then say, I want to kill those things in my heart today. Repent today. Come clean. Achan didn't. And the bill he had to pay was unspeakable. It was terrifying. Terrifying. And then as last week we shared, the cost always involves death. There's always the death of something in our lives or in our possessions that come with sin. And in the destruction of Acre, it says there, "For in the place has been called the Valley of Acre to this day." Now that sounds incredibly terrific and harsh, but don't miss the point here. Your sin cost you and others far more, far longer than you ever imagined in the moment of temptation. And it carries with it death. Sin kills integrity, dulls your sense of God, destroys relationships, assassinates ministries, ends jobs, and comes with violence to your inner world and wreaks havoc on your soul. Sin may attack your body and show up on your face. The high cost of one single act of rebellion against God costs every one of your life dearly. Especially the most profound, the Son of God. The next time you're tempted to sin, count the cost of this terrifying sin. And run to Jesus. People, you can run to Jesus this day by accepting Him as Savior and Lord. If you want to accept Him as Savior and Lord, pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept You out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear You knocking. By faith, I gratefully receive Your gift of salvation. I am ready to trust You as my Savior and Lord. Thank You, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe You are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead on the third day. Thank You for bearing my sins and giving me the gift of eternal life. Terrifying sins of my life will be forgiven. Thank You for bearing my sins. I believe Your words are true. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed this prayer, you are free from the terrifying story of your sinful life. If you've done that, please let us know by turning to the redsbranch.org. And on the landing page there, fill out the form that records your decision. You can also rededicate your life. Or perhaps join the great work here in the branch in the Aiken, South Carolina area. We'd love to hear from you. Would you send us a praise or prayer request to the following email address? redsbranchaiken@gmail.com. redsbranchaiken@gmail.com. You can also send a comment or a gift to the ministry at the following mailing address: Reds Branch Baptist Church, 390 Reds Branch Road, Aiken, South Carolina, 29801. Again, that address is Reds Branch Baptist Church, 390 Reds Branch Road, Aiken, South Carolina, 29801. We'd love to hear from you. Please send us a note expressing your encouragement for these broadcasts. And may God bless you as you have a wonderful day filled with knowledge of Jesus Christ.
Thank you for listening.